Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
No, Miles, you're supposed to introduce
the
guest.
Oh, okay.
He already screws it up.
We have an interview with the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller, the love child of Mr. Simon Cowell and Miss Susan Boyle, Mick from the UK. Mick, take it.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
What's so funny, Bob?
I'm laughing at the Susan Boyle, Simon Cowell bit.
I wrote down on my electric bill all the things British that I know, and it's not very much, actually, so it's...
Bangers.
That is on my list, bangers, yeah.
Sausages.
Mick, thank you for coming on the show tonight. We met on Facebook.
Yeah.
I should play some love music in the background. Or
it's not that kind of podcast.
Okay.
We've never had anyone really international guest before, so thank you very much for coming on the show.
No problem.
And we have like a million questions for you.
Yeah, you just start away with questions and I'll see if I can answer them for you. But I'll talk slowly because we all know to talk rather fast in England.
Well, okay, my first, I know I can understand you really good, by the way. You're really good, but could you just try to talk like an American just to...
No, I can't do that.
Well, shit, that was question one. Jesus.
Say, I want a hamburger.
I want a hamburger.
There you go.
Can you talk like a redneck at all? Could you...
So what's a redneck?
So they give me a goddamn hamburger, goddammit.
Like this other guy talking to Bob, he's a redneck, okay?
That's right.
You want to?
Well, far away the questions in.
Okay. Now, I have a list of British...
Did you write on the actual cellophane of the window of the electric bill? Because I hear crinkling.
On my electric bill, I have written down... Now, the tube is the subway.
Say it again.
The tube?
The tube, yeah. That's what you call the subway. We call it the tube.
And if Bob asked you for a fag?
That would be a cigarette.
I'd probably get punched in the face.
Okay. That means something else over here. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Bollocks.
That's bollocks. That's what you got between your legs.
Oh.
Not Miles.
Not Bob. Okay, so bangers are sausages.
Yeah.
Mash.
Is there something called Marmonette? Marmite.
Yeah, it's spelled Marmite. It's like a sort of a yeast spread you put onto bread.
Mm. No, Miles has got a lot of Marmite between his legs.
that would sting.
Is it salty or what is it?
It's salty. It's like a beef extract it's just a spread you put onto a slice of bread.
It's not Bovril, is it? It's not like Bovril.
Yeah, it's very similar to Bovril. Yeah.
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 Now, how does Bob know this? That's what I want to know. How
I am a connoisseur of British television. You know that, Miles. That's true. I love British television.
Okay.
I love it. And also, my wife speaks French and worked in international, so I met a few people from Great Britain over the years.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah. So, but we've all got strange accents over here. I mean, I originally come from Southeast London, which is like, we're known as Cockneys.
You're like Michael Caine.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
Yeah, well, I mean...
his is a bad Cockney.
That was a terrible Cockney accent.
Could you just sing a little bit of Chim Chimmeree for us? Just a little bit. Just a...
I won't do the words. We've got all different sites. I mean, I now live in Liverpool because... I married a lady from Liverpool, and somebody from Liverpool is called a Scouser.
What?
A what?
I didn't know that one.
A Scouser. Somebody who's
Scouser.
It's spelled S-C-O-U-S-E-R.
Scouser. That's a good word.
Scouser. And I work 12 miles from Liverpool in a place called St. Helens. And they've got a completely different accent. And it's only 12 miles away. So we're only a small island, but all our accents are completely different. You know, you go all over the country, there's all loads of different types of accents.
Folks from Liverpool, do they like the people in St. Helens?
Yeah.
What's the rival of Liverpool?
Manchester.
Manchester United, right?
Yeah, Liverpool supporters cannot stand Manchester United.
It's
the biggest rivalry in soccer over here, that is.
So what do you call people who are from Manchester?
Manx.
Manx?
Manx.
Is that a derogatory or is that just what it is?
That's what it is. Manx, that's what we call them.
If you wanted to slam them, what would you call them? If you wanted to be derogatory, what would you call them?
Bastards. Or wankers.
Wankers, that's what I wanted to hear. Wanker.
That's what bothers the wanker, man.
But, I mean, there are other
Only
ways,
in the shower. Only in the shower.
That's what they call that at work, in the shower, a soapy wank. I'm for a living, I drive a bus, and in the garage where I work, where they keep 450 buses that go all around St. Helens and Liverpool, they got the guys that look after the buses. They call them shunters, and they refuel all the buses every night when they come in, when they all come off the road, and. One of the shunters, when he's finished at the end of the night, he always says to me, I'm going to go for a shower and I'm going to have a soapy wank. They're covered in oil, so he goes into the shower and has a soapy wank.
Oh, nice. You're kind of like the Ralph Cramden of Liverpool.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
If you remember, that, he drove a bus, Ralph Cramden, from the Honeymooners a long time ago.
Did you wear a uniform?
Yeah, I remember that. And also, coming from London, being a Cockney, there's a rhyming slang. Have you heard of that?
Yeah. What do they call that? Do they have a name just for the rhyming slang?
Yeah, like if you call a Gregory Peck, would be your neck.
Oh, right. I think I saw somebody on one of the talk shows talking about that. I think Michael Caine actually talked about this.
God, yeah. Here we go again with Michael Caine.
Oh, I love Michael Caine, and he's a Cockney guy. So.
Man crush.
So what other questions you got for me, Miles?
Hey, do you have to wear a uniform at work? Or?
Yeah.
Do you have to wear like a hat?
No, we don't wear hats.
You've got a really cool eye tattoo on the back of your head.
Yeah. Do you really want to know how I put that on the back of my head?
Yeah, why? What's going on?
On the buses in Liverpool and most of the UK, if they want to stop at a bus stop, they have to ring the bell on the bus, yeah?
Right.
So what happened, I was looking at my tattoo magazine that I'll get every month, and some guy had it tattooed on his thumb. So I thought, oh, yeah, I'll see about that. So I'll go to see my tattoo artist. And I said to her, can you put it on my thumb? She said, well, I can. But she said, because the skin is only thin, you have to come back every couple of years so it touched up because it's only a thin skin so that the ink won't hold very well in your thumb. So I said, oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. So anyway, I'm driving from Liverpool to St. Helens one afternoon, and I'm driving down. I'm watching the road because, you know, you've got a 10-ton bus and you're looking in your mirrors, making sure everything's okay. And I've gone past this bus stop, and this woman was standing beside me, but outside my cab. And she says, I wanted that bus stop. So I said, well, why didn't you ring the bell then? So I said, what do you think I've got? Eyes in the back of my head. So that's the idea, that the eye in the back of the head. Because you know, you've got to have eyes in the back of your head on my job.
Oh, my God.
That's a silly, silly
story. So do people on the bus ask you about that? I bet nobody sits behind you.
I mean, I forget I've got it because I never see it, do I?
You should just every once in a while say, "Hey, quit flipping me off, or I'm gonna kick your ass."
Yeah. But all the guys at work love it, and my wife often says, and when we're out any time, she says that you do get some strange looks at times, Mick. You know, people do look at you in a funny way, but then again, I'm a funny-looking guy, anyways. It doesn't surprise me.
Does your wife think you're catching a peek of the other birds while you're out with that other eye?
Yeah.
I think Miles would put eyeballs on his hands.
Hey, now, on my feet.
On your feet.
I like what Ozzy Osbourne's got on his knees, his little smiley faces, and he calls them his happy knees.
Sharon!
he's from Liverpool, isn't he?
He's what?
Is Ozzy Osbourne from Liverpool?
No, it's in Birmingham.
Oh, Birmingham, okay.
Birmingham, yeah. That's in the Midlands, in the middle of the country.
Oh.
But they're all a little bit slow there.
Yeah. I think Bob needs to put up a map of England, I think, when he posts this, so we'll know where the hell all this is, because I really
don't. All right, I will try to remember to do that.
what other questions you got, Miles?
Okay, now, you are a Bears fan over there.
Yeah, definitely.
And I went out of my way. I didn't have to. I went out of my way and got you some autographs.
Yeah.
Oh, you got him autographs now?
Yeah. Well, just my own. I mean, I just signed it myself.
But... Oh, okay.
No, it's real. It's real. I got him a couple autographs. And
who did you get, by the way? Could you tell us who you got? Who did you get for him?
I got Coach Steve McMichael.
Oh, McMichael. There you go.
Remember I was telling you about, you know, how I was talking to Nikki, you know, and I got
all. Yeah, yeah.
She's a bird, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, the coach got all weird, you know, because I was trying to get, like, all these autographs, you know. And
you're like, what the hell are you doing?
Like, hey, this is the line for the little kids, you know. What are you doing in the line for the little kids?
He's like, this Make-A-Wish Foundation, really, honestly.
I have a disease where you get old and fat, but you're really only, like, 10. Or
That's just your junk.
That's my bollocks.
His bollocks are 10.
So I got an autograph from that, and I had a extra autograph of another bear, which I sent.
Who was that? You don't want to say?
Just another bear. That's okay. I don't. Yeah.
All right.
So I sent it, and it took about 9 or 10 days to get there.
Yeah.
And you take it from here, Mick. How did you feel? You opened up the package, and then what happened?
I was absolutely, as we say over here, made up. Because I've been a big Bears fan since 1986, and it's always been my first sport, the NFL, and I just live and breathe the Bears. And to somebody that I've only known on Facebook for a couple of weeks to send me over autographs of players that I know, I mean, I would never have a chance in a million years of getting that in this country, in the UK, because just to get a Bears T-shirt in this country is like trying to get blood out of a stone. So to have two fantastic autographs turn up on my doorstep from a guy like you, Moles, like, you know, the other side of the world, is fantastic. I was made up, and I'm still over the moon about it now.
Did you have tears in your eyes at any point when you got this?
Nah.
Just the one on the back of his head.
I was happy to do it. I was really happy to do it. It was... Gave me an excuse to go over there and see the coach, so that's a good idea.
I thank you very much for that, Miles. That was fantastic. I mean, I've been a big Bears fan since 1986, and no way could I have got that sort of thing over in this country.
Well, I'll see what I can do. Okay, I'm gonna get some more stuff if I can get it.
You know, Mick, that he is the Iowa autograph whore, don't you? Did he ever tell you that?
I'll see on Facebook. The people keep on saying on Facebook, he's an autograph nut.
He is.
So.
I try to get celebrities to hold up pieces of paper that are nonsensical, that don't mean anything, and it backfires sometimes.
Yeah, to say the least.
I just about had Otis Wilson tell me fuck off, you know, so I don't...
I've never met any NFL players in my life, and I mean, there's no chance that I would ever do that. I mean, probably, you know, our main sport over here is soccer.
Yeah.
You know, and I find that really, really boring. So, I mean, I enjoy the NFL. I mean, rugby. I like rugby.
Yeah, rugby is rugby. Tough. Is hard hitting like football here, American football.
Yeah, I mean, we've got rugby union over here, and we've got rugby league. But I prefer the rugby league because it's faster.
It's quite a bit like football, right?
Yeah, but there's no pads. But it is a completely different game. It is a very physical game, but it's not a completely different game. It's continuous all the time.
They don't pass
the ball.
They don't stop and start the clock and all that crap.
The only time they stop the clock is when there's an injury.
Somebody breaks a bone.
They stop the clock.
Yeah.
What about cricket? You like cricket?
No, I don't like cricket. That's boring.
It looks boring.
Yeah, that's boring. Cricket's boring. Soccer's boring. To me, soccer's boring.
Does anybody even really know the rules of cricket? That looks so confusing.
It's easy. We find that with baseball. I mean, I used to know a guy in Boston over there back in 93, and I went over and paid him a visit. And the World Series was on at the time. I forget what teams that were there now. I sat in his front room and he explained me the rules, and it seemed quite simple. The way that he explained it, I could understand what was going on. But if you ask me now, I wouldn't have a clue. But cricket, but cricket's easy.
Yeah.
You just hit the wicket, right?
Huh?
You just try to knock off the wicket or whatever, knock the pegs off the wicket or whatever.
Yeah, and it's the same as baseball. If a batsman hits a ball, it goes up in the air and a fielder catches it, then that batsman's out.
Right. So it's just like baseball. If you hit it and they catch it, you're out.
Yeah, same sort of thing. It's the same similar sort of rules, really. And it's based on runs. Instead of going round like they do in baseball, it's just from wicket to wicket. You have two batsmen, two wickets should have a batsman at each wicket. And when the batsman who's receiving the ball from the bowler hits it, it's too expensive. It's too complicated to explain, really. And it's a boring game, anyway.
Is that where the term sticky wicket comes from?
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
That's when they nail it down.
Yeah.
Let's see, Phillies versus the Blue Jays for the 93 World Series, by the way.
What's your other questions, Bob? You got any more questions for me?
Kate Middleton.
Oh, yeah.
What do you know about her?
Not a lot.
That's his niece.
Really? For real?
I don't know. I'm just saying it.
I'm not a great fan of celebrities. I've got no time for celebrities.
Yeah, but her I would have time for.
I can't believe you would.
I would have a soapy wank over that one.
He'd make the wicket sticky.
what with the soapy wank?
That's right, with the soapy wank.
Or, you know, another name that we call that when you're wanking is a five-knuckle shuffle.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah. What's the other expression?
In Miles' case, it's only one and a half.
Flogging the dummy?
It's what? Flogging the dummy? No, I've heard that one.
Roughing up the suspect?
Spanking the monkey?
Yeah, Bob does that.
No, that what's the other one? Five knuckle shuffle? J. Arthur?
Oh, what's J. Arthur? Is that some celebrity or something?
Do you remember years back? J. Arthur Rank?
Hmm.
So they called it a J. Arthur. J. Arthur Wank.
J. Arthur Wank.
J. Arthur Wank. Remember the old films with the big symbol, and they used to hit the symbol with the big stick?
Yeah.
It
was J. Arthur Rank, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. So, a J. Arthur Rank rhymes with wank, so they called it a J. Arthur.
All right.
Hey, going to have a J. Arthur.
Now you say I'm going to have a J. Arthur.
I'm going to have a J. Arthur.
I'm going to write that one down.
I'll try to say this. Is a bit in a Cockney accent. You've got to say, listen to this, shut your mouth you care.
Oh boy, jeez. Okay. Shut your mouth, you mouth a cow.
Wait, sounds horrible.
Can I do this thing?
You sound a little bit gay, really.
Let me try this. All right. Why don't you shut your mouth, it cow?
That sounds very posh.
That's my Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
That's the Chicago way. They put one of yours in the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue.
That's a good accent.
Thank you.
That's a good impression.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. How do you feel about Roger Moore as 007?
Now, when you're saying thank you, that sounded more like Elvis.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mick.
That's a little bit hillbilly right there. That's a little redneck right there.
Mick brings me my towels, my scarves, and my water.
Hey, Mick, give me a peanut butter and banana sandwich, please.
And go have a wank.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing in there? Have a soaky wank?
That's Bob's nickname. So
evidently, it will be from now on.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. What? Hey, what about? I'm just going down my list here, real fast here. Now let's talk about some landmarks over there, because you live right by Liverpool.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about Penny Lane on the Facebook there last week.
Yeah.
And there really is a Penny Lane.
Yeah, it really is a Penny Lane. It's just a road. It's nothing special. It's just a road. It's just called Penny Lane. There's nothing there in particular. But a lot of tourists go there, and they like to have their photograph taken by the actual road sign. And there is such a thing as Strawberry Fields. You saw that one as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Strawberry Fields used to be a home for children.
Really?
Yeah, it was a home for children.
Why would you want that to be forever? Strawberry Fields forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a children's home, apparently. But the home's not there no more. They've got the gates.
It really is just a field, then.
Yeah, just a field there. But the gates are there. And there's on the pillars where the gates are, there's all people who put all their signs and graffiti on it, to do with the Beatles. But there's not a lot here. The old cavern club isn't there no more. It got destroyed by a fire.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I heard that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the original one got destroyed by fire, but across the road from where the original one was, they built a replica, so you can still go down and see how it used to be.
Can't pass up on those tourist dollars, can they?
No, they can't, no. You get a lot of Japanese in Liverpool, because a lot of the Japanese, they like the Beatles.
Do you like the Beatles?
Yeah, they're okay. I remember when we was kids, we used to sit up and watch them on the television, me and my two brothers and mum and dad, we used to sit there and watch them on the television. But I'm not a fantastic fan, but I like them.
Now, do you know Pete Best? Have you ever met Pete Best before?
No. He's dead now, though.
What's that?
Is he dead now, Pete Best?
Is he?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he died a few years back.
He did?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Oh, wait, I'm not far from where we live. I suppose about a 5-minute drive is where John Lennon was born. And Paul McCartney. It's not far from where we live.
Are those like historic sites or no?
Yeah, they are, yeah. The house where Ringo was born, they're going to pull that down. But there's a big campaign going on to try and save it. But they're going to demolish it, apparently, because it's a really old house.
What day was that? It says he's still alive, Pete Best.
He's still alive, is he? I don't know.
As of March 8th, it says he's still alive.
Okay.
Maybe he died recently. I don't know.
Yeah, we can only hope.
No. As I get older, I forget who's dead and who's alive nowadays.
Who cares? He wasn't even part of the band when it was popular. So.
He wasn't, was he?
Yeah. Yeah. He's no Steve McMichael, for Christ's sake.
Hey, shut up.
I'm being honest. McMichael was part of the team, right? So.
Yeah, right.
Best was, you know, early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a fantastic player when he played for the 85 Bears.
Oh, McMichael, yeah. I thought you meant Pete Best. I'm like, I didn't know he was.
I just love the Bears. I mean, I've got a son who's out in Australia, and he's a big Bears fan as well, follows in his dad's footsteps.
How'd your son get over there?
He married an Australian girl.
Watch out.
Look out.
So he decided to move over there and live there. So he's got a better standard of life there than what he would have back in England.
Oh, yeah? Is it better over there in Australia?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's more opportunity for they're trying for a family now. And once a baby's born, I mean, it's going to have more of an opportunity out there than it has in England.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, England is slowly going down the pan, I'm afraid.
Sounds like US of A.
I must admit, when I come over in 93, when I went to Boston, I must admit the quality of life out there is pretty good.
In 93, it was real good.
Yeah, but it's getting like this country then. So, but never mind, it's a political thing, really, so we don't want to get on with that, do we? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, true, true.
Do Boston people talk weird, do you think?
I think so, yeah. How you talking?
You pack your car.
Yeah.
They talk weird.
I remember my friend, a little sign, he used to go, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you sound like a Dago. Yeah, how you doing?
You sound like a Dago.
Oh, that's what they say in England. That's what they say, right?
What? They say what?
Italians?
The word Dago.
Oh, Dago. That's an Italian, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I saw it on Fawlty Towers.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Bazo.
Sorry to all my Italian friends. Sorry. It slipped out, sorry.
Well, you got a lot of them. You better watch it, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we call Spanish wops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wops.
I wouldn't have figured that.
I thought wop was an Italian.
No. A wop is a Spaniard. And some people call Italians eye ties.
Eye tie, yeah. I've heard that.
You know, in England, especially in London where I come from, there's a lot of slang, hell of a lot of slang. You know, I mean, I will call somebody if I see a nice lady somewhere out in the street, I'll look at her and I'll say, she's got a nice boat race.
A nice boat race?
Yeah.
So what part of the anatomy are you focusing on with that statement?
Okay, it's his face.
Oh, that's right. Okay, cockney, rhymey, got it. I was trying to equate some titties in there, and I don't know what was going on.
She looks kind of cushy.
We would say the body's not too good, but the boat's nice.
Ah. Boat race, good face.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I get the hang of this.
Or another saying you would say, if something's making you laugh, you would say, I'm having a tin bath.
All right. Tin bar.
A tin bath.
Tin bath.
Bath, as in bath.
So what's the rhyme on that one?
Tin bath.
Laugh. Oh, laugh. Good laugh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's all called Cockney rhyming slang, and a lot of people outside the UK don't understand it and never heard of it. You see?
Yeah, we're all clueless.
Yeah, I'm clueless. I don't know what the hell you're.
You can talk like that all night. I wouldn't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'd be a boat race. What?
I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I think she's got nice tits too.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a face.
That's right.
But yeah, it's just a, I mean, I can't think of a lot of stuff. I mean, it's like you go down the Frog and Toad.
Frog and Toad.
Go down the road?
That's a road.
Oh, okay. Frog and Toad down the road.
Yeah. Apples and pears.
Apples and pears.
Stairs.
You're going to have an affair?
No, stairs.
Oh, stairs.
Oh, you're going to have an
affair. That's what I'm thinking about, isn't it? Six. We're definitely going to call Bob Soapy Wank. Yeah. What do you think?
I like yep, go ahead, him. Sure.
I called him Bum Watcher.
That's true.
Are you a bum man then, Bob?
Yeah. So what would a cockney be for watching the bum?
Watching a bum, I suppose.
I mean, like if you were going to do a rhyme with looking at an ass, what would it be? Sparkling glass?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I remember
that. She's got some sparkling glass.
Yeah. As we would say, sparkling glass.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, nice talking. Nice Hooters. What would you say?
Nice Hooters. Nice pair of jugs.
Oh, well, you just come out and say it. Yeah, man, geez, you're pretty direct. You guys get all fancy with me, man.
It's like you called a bum a fanny, didn't you?
I call it an ass.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, he said bum. I just went along with him, you know.
Well,
yeah.
I say bum. You're bum.
Well, also, if you've got English relatives going back a few years, because I notice you use quite a few on Facebook. You use quite a few expressions that we use in England.
Like what?
Like bum.
What, you say bum?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And a couple of other things on Facebook I've noticed, you know,
hey.
This bird, I saw this bird the other day.
Oh, I know that. I figure I'd be speaking your language, you know, and you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah.
So where did you pick all that up from then? Do you know another English people?
No, I just, you know, I watch a little bit of your television, I guess, and then, you know.
I'll get you.
Each language, you learn a few dirty words from each language. Like Spanish, you learn a little bit of dirty words. And French, you learn a little bit of dirty words. And, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, like swearing words, like, you know, some words that we've used tonight. We called it's known over here as Anglo-Saxon slang. Like, you know, can I say swear words?
Oh, yeah. Say whatever.
It's like fuck. Yeah, bastard and all that. I reckon it originates from the Anglo-Saxon days.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
And I've noticed also, you know when you stick two fingers up?
Right, you go, victory is palm forward, right? Palm to the other, away from your face, right?
Yeah.
And then the back of your hand, the palm to your face is up yours, right?
No, it means fuck off.
That's fuck off, okay.
Yeah. This is a true story. Do you know where it originates from? The two fingers going up like that. This is a true story, right? And they say you learn something new every day, but I'm not mucking about. This is a true story. That two fingers sticking up like that originated from when the British were fighting the French in the 17th century. And what used to happen, because the English had such good bowmen, and they used to do a lot of damage, like the English bowmen against the French. If the French used to catch an English bowman, they used to cut those two fingers off.
So he
could never draw a bow again.
Yeah.
You know? So the Englishmen, when they used to win a battle, they used to shove their two fingers up at the Frenchman.
Because they still got them. Still got them, right?
Yeah. Fuck off.
That.
I'm going to go for a soapy wank, because I got all my fingers.
You can say I'm going to fuck off and go for a soapy wank.
Isn't there a picture of Churchill doing that where he's got it like fuck off, the fuck off?
Yeah, he's got it the wrong way around.
The wrong way around, right? Because Bob has actually been to the place where Churchill gave the Iron Curtain speech.
No, you've been there. I haven't been there.
You have.
I've never actually been into the museum. I've been by there like millions of times, but
yeah.
Where was that?
Fulton, Missouri.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Westminster College or Westminster University now. So.
Yeah. Well, me and my wife have been to where Winston Churchill was born.
Is that in London?
No, it's in Woodstock in Oxfordshire.
Huh.
It's outside London. It's not in London, but we've been to the place, and you can actually go into this big house. I forget the name of the house now. You can go in and you can actually go to the bedroom and the bed where he was actually born.
He was conceived there.
Well, no, he was born in this bed.
Oh, was he?
I don't even got a clue where he was conceived.
It was on the down the kitchen table. Don't eat down there.
No. Who's having a fake thing? Come on. So what happens with this broadcast? Does it go online?
Miles?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We Bob, he's in St. Louis, and he'll upload this Wednesday.
Wednesday I'll be live. Yeah, I can send you a note and tell you where to find it and everything.
Yeah. Okay, Bob. Yeah, do that for me. Yeah.
I will do that. I'll do that through Facebook.
Okay, mate. You got any more questions, Miles?
Oh, I've got so many, but time does not permit. I know. I don't. I wanted to ask you about David Hasselhoff singing, Victoria Sitwell, Yvette Fielding. I had a bunch of questions, and
it's up to you. It's up to Mick if he's got more time.
Mick's
got
to go to work tomorrow or today or whenever it is.
I don't. I'm off work tomorrow.
Oh, fuck it then. Okay. So. Victoria Sitwell. Now, what do you know about her?
Victoria Sitwell?
She's a dog lady, trains dogs.
Oh, trains greyhound.
She's good looking. She's hot looking. She's nice.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. What do you want to know about her?
Yeah.
He just wanted to say she's hot, that's all.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to say boat race or.
Boat race, yeah. I guess she's got a boat race going on.
You got a nice boat race, yeah.
Yeah.
What if I said sit on my face? Is that any kind of Cockney thing?
Yeah. If you get annoyed with somebody, you say, "I'll sit on my face."
Nice.
That's another one. You go, Miles. Carry on with your questions.
What about Most Haunted, though? Do you watch that?
And what?
Most Haunted?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Yvette Fielding, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
I used to watch that a lot.
I used to like to watch it when it first started, but I think it got a little bit silly after a while.
Yeah, they fired all the good people.
Yeah.
They got rid of Richard and...
That's it. It's different than what it was when it first started, isn't it?
Yeah. And they had a good medium on it. Derek Acora?
Jacoby. Not Derek Jacoby. I know you, mate. He's a Scouser. He comes from Liverpool.
That's right. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the word. I'm thinking of the word skeezer when you say that.
A Scouser. Yeah, go on, carry on.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. Keep going.
Is that your phone?
That's my phone, but I'm not going to answer it. I'll call him back.
I thought that was Mick's phone. I heard beep, beep, beep.
My phone. Everybody be in bed now here.
Oh.
My wife's fast asleep, snoring upstairs.
Right.
No. I'm not in work tomorrow, thank God.
Hey, Mick, what is your favorite TV show right now?
My favorite TV show?
In Britain there.
In Britain, my favorite TV show is Celebrity Juice.
Wait a minute. What? That doesn't sound good. Somebody's taking a bottle in for the soapy wank.
Yeah.
No, it's a quiz program, and it's hosted by a guy called Keith Lemon, and he's the most funniest guy that I've seen for a long time. And my wife, when she laughs at comedy, Well, she's not one of these people that laughs out loud, but when she sees Keith Lemon, he does make you laugh, and he's fantastic. Fantastic sense of humor, and we sit there and we scream when we're watching that.
So they have to answer questions, or what?
Yeah, and he gives them quizzes, and they have to do certain things, like, you know. But it's just like a quiz program, and he has, like, on one side is three people, on the other side is three, like, celebrities. But he's so funny, and it's really adult humor. I don't know if they would get away with it, you know.
It's not going to play in the States, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I don't think they would get away with it in the States, because we're pretty liberal over here when it comes to, like, we've got a watershed. After 9 o'clock, they can more or less do what they want.
That's fantastic.
I like that.
Yeah, they can swear, and, you know. I mean, like, I'll give you an example. The things that he was doing it's on a Thursday night at 10 o'clock, and he had three of these celebrities, and all three of these celebrities were pregnant. And he had a big bed by the side where they were sitting. And he said, "I've put that bed there," he said. So he said, "If one of you goes into labour," he said, "you can lay on that bed, open your legs, and show us your minge."
Oh, my goodness.
American television, would you?
Probably not, no.
Oh, my God.
We would like to see that on American television, but, you know, it won't happen.
I think the closest we got to that was when Britney Spears a few years ago was getting in and out of cars a lot, and we were seeing a lot of...
Yeah, that's true.
A shaved minge or whatever that is.
Yeah, she had a shaved one.
You could see what she had for breakfast, couldn't you?
Pretty close, yeah. Pretty close.
We saw what Fetterline had for breakfast.
Peanut butter.
But my most famous favorite comedy show on television ever is one, and it's called Only Fools and Horses.
Only what?
Only Fools and Horses.
Only Fools and Horses.
Fools, you know, fools.
Yeah, like little horses.
Yeah, no, Fools, F-O-O-L-S.
Oh, Fools, gotcha.
Yeah, Only Fools and Horses. And it's about a Cockney family that live in these block of flats, and they get by selling dodgy stuff down the local market, and they're just a little bit of fly-by-night people, but it's fantastic comedy. And
hey! That sounds good. It sounds like Miles' family. It'd be like a reality show over here with his family.
Shut the hell up.
His dad is a fantastic salesman.
He is a good salesman. My dad is a good salesman. So
fantastic.
You can kiss it.
I sell stuff out of the suitcase at a market and things like that, but the characters in it, and they all go down to their local pub, and they've got the guy behind the bar that owns a pub, and you've got, you know, and they've all been brought up together and gone to school together when they were kids, but they've all grown up together, and they've all got different jobs. But it's such a funny, it's all full of one fantastic one-liners.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Only I gotta check it out.
Yeah, go on YouTube and see if you can get it on YouTube.
So now, how do you feel about Top Gear? You like Top Gear?
Yeah, that's everybody likes Top Gear over here. You like it then, do you? Have you seen it?
Oh, I just watched, just finished watching, well, it'd been there's probably a new one for you guys, but the last ones, I can't remember the number on it, but the last season from last year.
Yeah.
I just finished watching that where they revealed the Stig, you know, Schumacher, Michael Schumacher.
Yeah, it's not Michael Schumacher.
Not anymore, I don't think. Wasn't he the one, though, before?
No, he never was.
Oh, they were messing with everybody.
Yeah. That was a wind-up. That wasn't legitimate. That was a wind-up.
Ah.
we don't know who he is.
The last person, the last star in the reasonably priced car I saw was Jay Leno.
Oh, yeah.
So that was last year?
Yeah, last year, yeah.
So I can't wait for the new one. I can't wait to see the new ones. I like that show. It's funny.
Yeah, it is good, isn't it?
You don't have a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or any of those.
Mortgages?
Do you have a Aston Martin DB9? No.
I've got a Peugeot.
A Peugeot?
A Peugeot.
A Peugeot?
Yeah, it's a French car.
Oh. I don't remember seeing that on the show.
Bozo 106.
Is it a stick or is it an automatic?
It's a stick. Because not many people over here drive automatics. Most cars are sticks.
Is it a diesel?
Diesel, yeah.
Yeah, it gets good gas mileage.
1.6.
All right.
And it's a very old one. And somebody, because I'm a big guy, it's only a small car. I got in to leave work the other day, and a friend of mine said I look like Donkey Kong. It's only a tiny little car, and I'm quite a big guy, right? And he said, I look
Meek, like wait for me, it's me, Mario, wait.
And I laughed all the way home, I couldn't stop laughing.
I love Top Gear. I just finished watching that. I was watching... Actually, I just started watching one called Hyperdrive with Nick Frost. You ever watch that? It's a sci-fi comedy thing.
Oh, is it? Because you guys got sci-fi, didn't you?
We have Sci-Fi Channel, but I'm watching it on Netflix.
Yeah. I'm a big... Well, both of us, me and my wife, we're both sci-fi fans.
Ah, so you watch Mega Shark and Giant like Octopus.
Quartermass?
Star Trek, my favorite.
Star Trek. Oh, there you go.
Quartermass Experiment.
Quatermass.
I've been seeing that for years.
It's Quatermass.
We had to watch that in college.
Yeah. Or Doctor Who.
Yeah.
It's in black and white, isn't it?
Yeah. Was it? I don't remember.
No, the Quatermass, right?
Quatermass.
Quatermass.
You know, we had a British professor. Yeah. Go ahead, Miles. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
We had a British professor in college. Miles and I went to college together.
Yeah.
And we had a British professor. His name was Tony. And he always said, Quatermass. That's the way he talked. And right?
Schedule.
Also, right. Schedule.
Thank you.
I don't know where he was from, though. I don't know what part of London or England he was from.
Yeah.
He was not Cockney.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, he was really proper and all uptight.
We would call it very posh.
Posh.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's off the charts.
Yeah, he was certainly posh spice, that's for sure.
Oh, she's horrible. Oh, dearie me. Let's be honest, if she wasn't married to David Beckham, she would be a nobody, would she?
Probably right there.
Yeah. And my own personal opinion is I think David Beckham is one of the most overrated footballers ever played a game, being quite honest.
There you go.
You heard it here first.
That's my personal opinion, but there you go.
Yeah, like where's Sporty Spice? We don't see her anymore, right?
No, we see her here. We see her Baby Spice quite a bit on the television.
Was she on that game show Celebrity Juice showing her Ming?
Yeah, showing her Ming. She showed her Ming wearing a soapy wank. But I'm not a great favorite person when it comes to celebrities. I've got no time for them, afraid.
Have you ever met any?
No, not really. I've seen Elton John in London.
Reg?
Yeah, Reggie Dwight, yeah. I've seen him a few times in London, going in and out of hotels.
You know, Miles looks amazingly like Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
Don't dear Miles.
He's just a big fat guy, so is Elton John.
Fat guy, that's all I am.
Does his boat race look the same as well?
No.
I'm still standing.
No, not at all.
Well, he sounds like him.
Your freedom. I'll
tell you what, I closed my eyes and I thought I was listening to Elton John then.
Sing the Candle in the Wind there, Miles.
It seems to me Bob lived his life like a candle in the wind.
It's Elton John, isn't it? There's Elton John sitting there, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. He's holding his baby.
Hello. Little Gilbert, my baby. Let me suckle him with my teat. What, you wankers? Hey, here's a joke. Here's a joke from America. How do the Pet Shop Boys get their name?
Are they the Pet Shop? I don't know. Where do the Pet Shop Boys get their names?
I don't know. I don't have the punchline, but that was just a joke. You know how the it has no punchline. It just says how the Pet Shop Boys. It has no punchline. It's just a joke. You know, the Pet Shop
Boys. That's where they hooked up. I don't know.
Hey, tell us a joke.
Tell you a joke.
Yeah.
What goes 99 bonk? No?
What goes 99?
99 bonk. I don't know.
I don't know.
Centipede with a wooden leg. How to make an Irishman dizzy?
I don't know.
Hold him still?
No, put him in a dustbin and turn the piss in the corner.
Do you have Polak jokes over there at all?
Polite jokes?
No, Polak. Polish people?
Oh, yeah, we get loads. We've got a lot of Polish people here because when they joined the European community, they all come over here to work.
But do you have, like over here in America, we have Polak jokes?
No, we don't have them over here.
How do you get a one-armed Polak out of a tree? You wave to him. So there's a lot of Polak jokes there, right?
You gotta tell everybody you're Polish now, Miles. So.
I am part Polish. Yeah, I don't care. I'm part German too. So what?
You
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's a kraut.
Live and let live. Live and let live. You know what?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. We're all mixed, aren't we? I mean, we are over here.
I'm related to the Scots.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
We call them sweaty socks.
Sweaty socks? What?
Yeah.
I think that's fucking Scots.
Right. Bloody
Oh, you're not a sweaty sock, are you?
I don't know. I might be. I'm part Polak and sweaty sock, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
he's a sweaty Polak.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I found out when I was at school that my name is Roman.
Your name is Roman.
Yeah, it goes back to the Roman times when the Romans invaded England. So I've got a little bit of Italian in me. And believe it or not, this is a true story. My great-great-grandmother was Chinese.
Okay, now I'm waiting for the punchline on this. There's got to be...
No, that's true. No, seriously, I mean, when you're talking about jokes, I mean, most people in England, Irish jokes are the ones that we get here.
Yeah.
A lot of Irish jokes?
Yeah.
The Irish jokes, yeah.
Bob is a Mick.
Yeah, that's coming from a Mick.
Just so you know. You don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day, right?
No, we don't. I mean, they do celebrate it in Liverpool quite a bit because we're not far from Ireland, so there's quite a few Irish people that live in Liverpool, but we don't celebrate it in a big way, really.
Yeah.
Everybody gets drunk here. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an excuse to get drunk over here.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same here, really. You know, but they don't have they have a St. Patrick's parade in Liverpool, but in London they don't.
So what's your favorite pub? Do you have a favorite pub you go to?
No, because all the pubs around here are rubbish.
Oh, that's not good.
No, we haven't got really. I mean, there's not many good pubs here. Most of the pubs are out in the countryside, you know, in rural areas where you've got some really nice old English country pubs with the wooden beams and, you know, and quite nice pubs. But you can't drive out there because I won't drink and drive, you see.
Oh yeah, well that hits your livelihood there.
Yeah, I mean we get random drink tests when we're going to work. You don't know when it's going to happen. You're walking to work in the morning, and they'll pull you in and they give you a breath test.
Oh, I thought they were going to give you a piss test.
No. They just... Oh, we have that for drugs as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they test us for drugs just you know because obviously you're transporting like 30, 40 people around every day, so you got to be you know they're pretty strict. So if I'm working the next day, I don't drink the night before.
That's a good policy.
Now, yeah. You drink warm beer, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a friend that drinks warm beer, yeah.
But, well, if we have, I mean, it depends what you drink. I mean, if we drink, personally, if I drink lager, a lager beer, I like it cold. I'll put it in the fridge and I'll have it cold. But if I'm drinking like English ale, you know, like a, you know, you understand what I'm on about, an English ale, like a bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have that warm.
So like, what's the big lager there? So like Budweiser is the king of beers, obviously here in the U.S., right? It's a lager.
Right. Yeah.
So what's the one over there?
Stella Artois.
Right. I saw a commercial on the Super Bowl for that.
Yeah, that's a Belgian beer.
They bought that. That's InBev. They own Budweiser now too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, InBev bought Budweiser, and they own that Stella thing too. Yeah.
Stella is, I would say, is the biggest lager that's drunk in this country.
So then, what's the biggest ale then?
Well, I would say, let me think, Courage.
Courage.
Courage Bitter.
Courage Bitter.
Yeah. But my favorite.
Go ahead.
Pint. You drink a pint of beer, do you?
Yeah. You have a pint of beer. We don't go for all this like European stuff where it's litres and things like that. I mean, we sell all our petrol in litres now, where it used to be gallons.
But, you get more with a gallon.
Yeah, we're paying a hell of a lot at the moment for our petrol.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Yeah, no.
It's not so great here now either.
No, I've heard. People have been telling me. But my favorite beer of all time is Old Speckled Hen.
Old Speckled Hen.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous beer, that is.
Does it have floaters, does it? Does it got like hops and stuff floating in it?
No.
I'm just asking.
That's your beer, Bob, I think.
Well, no, like if we go, like there's a lot of microbrews here in St. Louis.
Oh yeah.
And, if you go to the microbrewery, I mean, you get a light beer, which I like that. If I go with friends or whatever, if I have to get a beer, I don't drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
If I get a beer, I get a light beer because there's nothing in it. You get a dark beer.
Yeah.
It's like you're drinking it out of the gutter. There's all kinds of shit in there, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, we have a beer, and it's normally brewed in the West Country, down in Devon and Cornwall, and it's called Scrumpy. Yeah. And it's brewed from apples. Cider. have you heard of cider?
Cider, yeah.
Well, Scrumpy is the real rough stuff. The cider. And
I like to go Scrumpy out in the apple orchard.
That's it. That's where it originates from. But the real cider, the real strong stuff is called Scrumpy, and they keep it in a wooden barrel. Yeah. When they pour it out into a glass, it's cloudy and there's all apples in the base of the glass.
That's what they tell you.
That's what it is. I tell you, if you go into a pub anywhere in England and ask for a pint of Scrumpy, it's hard to find, but if you do find a pub that sells it, they won't sell you a pint unless you're a regular customer. They'll only sell you half a pint. I had a pint once, and I had stomachache for 3 days.
It probably gives you the shits,
too. Wow. Oh, yeah. Cramped up for 3 days with stomach pains.
That's Scrumpy. That's probably hard all the way around.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
What do they call diarrhea over there?
Shit.
What?
Shit.
Shit.
They don't call it like the Hershey squirts or the...
No, we call it the trots.
The trots.
Okay.
Trots.
Yeah,
I've got the trots.
The trots, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. So that's I hope you wouldn't rhyme on that one, because the only thing I can think of for diarrhea is gonorrhea, and that might be worse.
I'll tell you the rhyme in slang for shit is Tom Tit.
Tom Tit?
Yeah.
Now, that one I'd remember.
Or I'm going for a gypsy's kiss.
That's horrible.
A gypsy's kiss.
A gypsy's kiss. I think is what I said.
Is that just for taking a shit, or is that for diarrhea, or what?
No, taking a shit is I'm going for a Tom T.
Tom T. Okay.
No, Tom Tit.
Tit. I'm sorry.
Tit. Yeah. Evan pisses a gypsy's kiss, or I'm going for a Jimmy Riddle.
Jimmy Riddle?
Yeah, a piddle.
A piddle. Take a piddle, Jimmy Riddle. Ah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's another language.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be afraid to ask where the bathroom was. Who knows what they tell me? Where is the bathroom?
Where's your bathroom?
Like if I was over there and I ask a Cockney guy where the bathroom was.
Yeah.
What would be the rhyme for that?
The loo.
The loo.
No, but that's the real thing though. You say loo, but what would you rhyme it with?
There is no rhyme for the loo.
Oh, there's no rhyme for good.
Yeah, don't be stupid, Bob. Jeez. Stupid American. Jeez.
I could see him saying, go to the library or something, and I'd be all confused.
Well, that's what we see in America.
There is a slang. They call it, if you're going to the loo, some people will say, I'm going to the art gallery.
Well, see, there you go. You tell me art gallery, I'd be all messed up.
You're going to the art gallery. You get what I'm on about, Miles?
I love that. I'm going to the art gallery.
That's why it's called the art gallery.
He'll be making a Jackson Pollock painting in the art gallery, if you ask me.
I like to go. I tell my wife I got to go see a man about a dog. She knows what that means.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's like another sign my dad used to use. You know when gentlemen go to the toilet. My dad used to say, if you shake it more than three times, you're playing with it.
Yeah. That's over here. Yeah, that's true.
But, you get two more times. I heard shake it more than once.
Well.
Once you get older, you've got to shake it a lot more than three times.
You're in the soapy wank.
Yeah. That's if you can find it.
It's a fishing expedition.
Yeah. I mean, the days are gone now. Well, I'll get it caught. I don't get it caught in the museum. You know what I mean?
Caught in the museum?
No. The days have gone now when I used to get it caught in the museum.
Oh, you're.
What happened to Bob?
I had a story about that.
Yeah.
I was drunk at a party.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the country, right? Yeah. So there used to be, and there still is actually, you'd have a propane tank for your heat, propane.
Yeah.
So at the party, all the guys had to go piss by the propane tank, right? That was the deal. Because the guy had a well and he didn't want to run out of water with everybody pissing.
Yeah.
So all the guys had to go piss by the propane tank, and all the girls could go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I was out pissing by the propane tank, and I was drunk, and I zipped before I tucked.
Yeah.
And I got myself caught. It was the most painful thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, I've done it a few times.
And before I walked away from the propane tank, I unzipped. And tucked and then zipped again. So I was really in a lot of pain.
Was that before you had that bird in the loo doing the old in-out?
That was a different party.
Oh, okay.
That is a different story.
I don't think anything happened that night after I zipped up.
Bob lives out the scenes from Clockwork Orange. He goes around.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can still feel the pain of that zipper.
It's not a very good thing to do, Bob, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah. I know when I was younger, I've done it a few times. That's when I've been in the pub drinking, and I've had too many, and I've gone into the toilet and caught me the old man in the zip, as I say.
Yeah.
I caught the old man in the zip a few times.
Oh, man.
You never heard that one, Mark.
Oh, my.
Oh.
I don't fancy experiencing that in again.
I'm going to start posting this stuff on Facebook, I think, some of these expressions, and see. It's got the old man caught in his head.
I've done one in the bear's lair, and I've asked people what do they think a ruby is, and there's been some funny questions, some funny answers have come back.
Yeah,
rubies.
A ruby. What is a ruby? A Ruby Murray.
I have no. What is a Ruby Murray?
A curry.
Oh, it's a it's like a food.
Yeah, Ruby Murray.
Oh, okay.
I never ate, I actually ate curry once. Tim Curry, thanks. I was a gobble wobbler back in the war. During the war, I was a gobble wobbler.
What's a gobble wobbler?
You never heard that before?
I've never heard that before.
Now, we were told, and maybe this is wrong, but we were in college. Tony, the British guy, he told us that the gobble wobblers were young boys who would stay down by the wharf,
yeah,
and perform fellatio on whoever walked up.
Oh, gobble wobbler! I never heard that one before.
Really? Well, go call your friends that and see what happens.
Now, I've never heard that one before. That's a new one on me, days.
That's what he told us. That's what he told us.
Gobbler wobbler.
Gobble wobbler, I think was what it was.
Oh, yeah. Gobble. No, I've never heard that. That's a new one.
Yeah. It might be just a World War II thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not that old. Thank God.
Well, we were studying World War II movies, I think, at the time.
So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
World War II movies. We watched a bunch of movies about the World War II.
Yeah. So what time are you over in Chicago now then?
7 o'clock Central Time here.
Because you're only 5 hours behind us now. Yeah, because our summertime comes into effect next weekend, and we have to put our clocks forward 1 hour. So you'll be.
So how do you feel about that? What's your thoughts on that daylight saving time crap?
I don't know why they bother with it, to be quite honest.
That's what I say.
Just leave it. Well, do you do it over there, do you?
Yeah, we just did it. We just did it last week.
And it goes back. It goes forward this time of year. And I think
spring forward.
Yeah,
and then it goes back.
Yeah, why? That's what I say.
A lot of people here can't understand why it does.
You know why I say? Because they're fucking with us.
Yeah, definitely fucking with us.
Hey, mate, right. A bunch of fucking puffs.
A lot of fucking pansies. A right load of knobbies, that's what I reckon.
Knobbies.
Nobby.
What's that?
Nobby is an
asshole. An asshole.
Oh well, yeah, that's a Bob. Yeah, Bob is a Nobby. Yeah, he's a
Nobby. Like, if you're a stupid wanker, people will call you a Nobby.
A knobhead.
Yeah.
Knobhead.
Knobhead.
Knobhead. Yeah.
Nobby. Or if you're a nice person, they call you the dog's bollocks.
The dog's bollocks?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
He's the dog's bollocks, right?
Yeah. Bollocks. That's if somebody's a real nice guy, you know what I mean?
Oh, maybe. What if the dog's bollocks are, like, real cheesy? That doesn't sound so good.
Well, they're not so nice, are they?
I guess, I suppose a dog's bollocks are always getting cleaned, so.
Yeah, well, they can't be that cheesy.
They can't be that bad, then. You're
yeah,
right.
True.
Yeah.
Miles don't get cleaned that often. He can't really see him.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Who are you, redneck? I don't need your bullshit.
There you go.
Damn, redneck. I don't have to.
So, you got to ask a Hasselhoff question?
Yeah, how do you feel about David Hasselhoff singing?
No comment.
I thought he was a big, he's big over there, isn't he?
No.
The crowd's don't they?
He just appears on a couple of reality shows, you know, like talent shows, and that's it. And I think he's a waste of space.
Yeah.
I think a lot of English people feel that about him.
But what about the Jerrys?
The Jerry's? What do you mean, the Germans?
Yeah, the Jerry's, yeah. You know, come on.
Well, we done out the Germans.
Yeah.
We done out the Germans, we done out the French.
Yeah.
Who do you like? Who do you like over there?
I like a lot of the Italians.
Yeah. Nice cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice cars. Nice people, friendly people. The Spanish are great. What else? I would say the Swedish are nice people. Most of I would say everybody but the Germans and the French. But then Germans, you know, they bombed our chip shop.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
See, like, I think it's like fish and chips. Is that the hamburger? Of the UK?
Yeah, that is the hamburger of the UK. That is the biggest selling takeaway food in the country, fish and chips.
Chips are like French fries, right?
Yeah, but they're thicker.
I could go for some fish and chips right now.
Yeah. Good, you winker.
What kind of fish is it usually?
Cod.
Codfish.
Oh, it could be haddock. Yeah.
Yeah, I like catfish.
Yeah, I love catfish. I tried it for the first time last year, and I fell in love with the stuff. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's great, especially if you get it real fresh.
Yeah, really nice. I had it in a restaurant last year. First time I ever tried it. It's beautiful. I'll definitely eat that again. Oh, monkfish as well.
Monkfish? No, I never had that.
Yeah.
I had walleye. You ever have walleye?
No, I've heard of it, but I've never had it.
Oh, that's good, too.
But we have in London we have jellied eels.
Eels?
Yeah, they call them jellied eels. They're cooked in this jelly, and they have and you have that, and you have a famous Cockney dish is what do they call it? Pine mash and liquor.
Pine mash and liquor?
Yeah, it's a meat pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like pine mash and liquor.
Like a pie, like a meat pastry wrapped around it. And you'll have like mashed potatoes, and you'll have this liquor, which is made out of, you know, when you cook your greens, like your vegetables, and you get the water left in afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do. They mix it with corn flour and parsley, and they pour it over the pie. And
it sounds like a gravy, huh?
Yeah, it's horrible, vile.
Do you eat tripe?
Oh, no, tripe's horrible.
Yeah.
That originates from this part of the country, from north of England, tripe.
My brother had that down in Texas.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It's a lining of a pig's stomach, isn't it?
I thought it was a cow stomach.
Oh, cow stomach, sorry, yeah, a cow stomach.
Ugh.
But so
what's your favorite, like, if you had if you went out to eat or take out, what's your favorite stuff to get?
Indian curry.
Oh, you like the hot stuff?
Yeah, I like really hot, spicy food.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story. The hottest curry that an Indian can make is what they call a phal. It's spelled phal, yeah?
Okay.
And I went into a restaurant once, and somebody dared me to have one. So I decided to have this chicken phal. So I never thought that I could be in pain eating food. My mouth was in pain. But I'll tell you what, the following morning, my arse was like a blood red orange.
You look like one of those crazy monkeys with the big...
I must have had what? 4 tons in 5 hours.
Oh, no.
Man.
Miles' favorite thing is Casey's Pizza.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Hey, what's Casey's Pizza?
It's meat galore. It's got all the meat on it.
Casey's is a gas station, like a petrol station.
Oh, yeah.
But they have food there, but they make pizza, and I like their pizza, and Bob thinks, you know, I'm a dumbass for eating their pizza, you know. And...
If you like it, Miles, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like Chinese food as well.
But the hot kind, right?
Yeah, I like the really hot stuff. Yeah, I like really hot food.
Like Thai food?
Yeah, I like Thai curries.
Eat Chinese. There's a billion of them.
Mexican, I like.
Do they have American food over there?
Yeah. The one thing that I would love to be able to get over here, and that's clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
We got it in the, it's a Campbell's. You can get Campbell's soup clam chowder.
No, you can't get it over here.
You can't get it over there?
No.
That's crazy. It's like $1.20.
Really, they can't get clam chowder. I've looked everywhere. I had it in Boston. When I went to Boston, I had it.
Oh, that's a place to have it there.
Yeah, and it was gorgeous. And I've been trying to look everywhere. I suppose I could probably find a recipe and make your own one, but I love that. I mean, you can't get it in the restaurants here.
Huh.
You know, can't get clam chowder in the restaurants anywhere in England.
That's like Iowa. You can't get Italian dressing on your salad over here. I don't know why. They don't believe in it.
Oh, I love Italian dressing on my salad.
Yeah.
No. We got married, three years ago. We went to it for our honeymoon. And we went to Sorrento. And we had a gorgeous Italian food. Fantastic food out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really nice food. I'm a food lover.
Do you take tea time?
Yeah, you have your breakfast, you have your lunch, and you have tea time.
When's that?
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
So when's dinner? When's supper?
No, we don't have that.
What do you have?
We have breakfast in the morning. We have lunch, which is at dinner time. We call it lunch or we call it dinner. It's actually lunch. And then tea time is about 5 o'clock in the evening.
So you don't have lunch?
No. Yeah.
At noon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have breakfast. Breakfast when you get up in the morning. Yeah. Lunch any time between 12 and 2. And your tea time is at 5 o'clock, around about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening.
But you don't eat a meal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, eat a meal, yeah.
But you call it tea time?
We call it tea time, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah. But a lot of people over here drink coffee more than what they do tea nowadays. You know, we're quite big coffee drinkers over in England now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll have a cup of tea now and again, but I mostly drink coffee.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee. Or tea. No, coffee or tea, no.
No. I like Dr. Pepper.
You like Dr. Pepper, do you?
Yeah, I love Dr.
Pepper. Yeah, Dr. Pepper's good.
Yeah. Well, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
Wait. Go back. You don't like Dr. Pepper?
No.
What?
You don't like soda?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I like soda.
Not Dr. Pepper.
Not Dr. Pepper, though.
What kind of soda do you like?
I like Sprite. I like Pepsi. I prefer Pepsi to Coke.
You love Pepsi, Miles. What are you talking about?
I am drinking a Pepsi. That's true. It's right here.
Lemonade. I love lemonade.
Iced tea?
Iced tea, yeah, I like iced tea. Love juice.
So is there a soda that's just British?
You didn't hear that, did you?
I didn't hear it. What'd you say?
Love juice.
Love juice.
Jeez. Is this Bear Grylls I'm talking to? What is this?
He likes celebrity juice.
Celebrity juice?
This guy's Bear Grylls, I think. I don't know. He's going
to... Seriously, if you get a chance to see Celebrity Juice on YouTube, you got to watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
It is really real adult humor.
Is there an equivalent like a Coke in Britain that's not Coke, that's just British?
Yeah, Dandelion and Burdock.
What?
It's cool.
Dandelion.
Sounds like one of those rhyming things again.
No, it's not. Dandelion and Burdock. Don't ask me what it's made of. I haven't got a clue, but it's called Dandelion and Burdock.
Does it taste good or no?
Yeah, it is quite nice, yeah. Yeah, it is quite nice. You know, but there's not many soft drinks that come out of this country. Ginger beer.
Has it got Bovril in it? Because I don't think I want it if it's got Bovril in it.
Don't you like Bovril?
No. We had some Bovril Hill at the house. Somebody brought it over, and I didn't like it, no.
I like it when I'm fishing.
It's a warm drink, right? It's like
all you do is just put it into a cup or a mug, and you just add hot water, and that's it. But I used to like it. I used to take a flask of it when I was going fishing in the winter time.
Yeah,
I used to enjoy a flask of that. Keep me warm in the winter.
Yeah, it keeps you warm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Also, it makes you puke, doesn't it? I mean, it's just terrible.
It's one of those things. It's like what you were saying about Marmite. It's a thing. You either hate it or you love it.
You got to grow. I think you got to grow up with it.
Yeah, you know. But see, I grew up with it. See.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know. I'll tell you what I did enjoy when I come over to the States. Have you heard? I think it's just in New England. It's a sandwich, and they call it a nutter flutter.
Oh, fluffernutter. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Enjoyed that.
That's peanut butter and marshmallow.
That's it. Yeah, that was. Oh, enjoy that because we can get the marshmallow in the supermarkets here.
Yeah, they that is a Northeast kind of thing.
Yeah. I quite enjoyed that. You know, but
I'm trying to think of what would be a Midwest thing. I don't know. Do you have any idea, Miles?
Casey's Pizza.
Well, Casey's Pizza. Yeah.
No, but, I'm just kidding.
Like a cheese toastie or something? I don't know.
Dandelion and horse piss or something.
I can't think of anything.
I don't know. What did we eat over here? Mashed potatoes and good, you know.
Meatloaf sandwich.
Yeah.
Do you have Yorkshire puddings?
No.
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
It obviously originates from Yorkshire.
And I think just, you eat a lot of that hot curry, and then you get Yorkshire pudding on the other end.
I think Bob calls it KY, I think.
A KY sandwich.
Yeah, Bob knows that, yeah. He's into that.
Yorkshire pudding, it's just a mixture of like plain flour, eggs, and milk. And then you bake it in the oven, and it rises.
That's like glue, isn't it? Like, that's how you make homemade glue, isn't it?
I suppose, yeah, come to think of it, isn't it? Yeah, when we was kids, we used to make it like that.
Yeah.
But you put it in little individual dishes and it rises. You can either have savoury with a roast dinner, like roast chicken and potatoes, or you can have it with jam or what you call jelly, don't you? You don't call it jam, do you?
No, sometimes.
Both, yeah. Yeah, we call it jam. So we can put jam in it, but everybody has it in England. You know, if you have a roast dinner, with it being roast chicken or roast beef or lamb, you always have Yorkshire pudding with it.
We have a saying over here in the States that says something. There must be jam because jelly don't shake like that.
Yeah, I've heard of that expression.
You heard that? Okay. All right.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Mick, is there anything that you want to know about the States that you don't already know that maybe we could help out with?
Oh wait, let me interrupt.
Oh, go ahead, Miles.
This was a great thing. And I don't know if Mick was putting this on or not on Facebook, but he goes, "Can someone please tell me what Hump Day is?"
Yeah,
Hump Day.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of Hump Day?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, I thought you said Pump Day.
No, listen, you twat. Hump Day.
Hump Day, yeah. That's what Miles has every day when he gets home from work. He hopes he gets a hump.
My soapy wanker.
He says, honey.
So Hump Day is Wednesday.
Wednesday. Get over the hump.
I've never ever heard of that before. I felt a bit silly on Facebook, not knowing what it meant. But when somebody put me right, I thought, yeah, it makes sense, I suppose. Wednesday, getting over the hump.
Yeah, get over the hump. Right. Yeah, half the week's over with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you had to work, you know, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. But I mean, what sort of money do you pay for your petrol now?
$3.55.
Oh, yeah.
A gallon, yeah.
Is that $3.55 a gallon? $3.55, yeah?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
That's cheap. We pay, how many litres are in a gallon? Eight litres to a gallon?
No. Isn't it like 2.5? No? More than that?
I don't know.
I think it's like 2.5 liters or something like that. I can look it up here.
We're paying £1.40, which I suppose is what? Let me think. That must work out about $2.50 for a litre. That's a lot of money.
Shit.
That sucks.
Man.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. I mean, I know when...
There you go. 1 liter is 0.264 gallons. So it would take... Oh, shit, you're right. It would take like 5 liters.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're paying £1.40 per liter. So that's... I suppose that... let me think. £1.40, that works out about $2.50 a liter. That's a lot.
3.78 liters to the gallon. So there you go, a little over three. Yeah. Almost 4 liters.
Four liters to the gallon, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're actually paying astronomical prices down every day.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So wait, are they paying $10 a gallon?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
that's why he's got a tiny little car that is a diesel.
Yeah, precisely. But you're probably, but ever since the prices have been going up in England, you see all the little cars that everybody's driving around in there.
They're all driving Mr. Bean cars.
Yeah. The guy that lives next door to us, he's got a Peugeot. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A D1, and it's a two door thing, and it's only got an 850cc engine.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cheap to run. I mean, I'll pay on my car. We in England, we've got what we call a car tax. You pay your car tax for the year, which pays for repairs on the roads.
And I know they screw you with that tax.
Yeah, they screw you on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay £140 a year for mine. Now, his one next door, because he's only got a little engine, which is half the power of my one. He pays £20 a year.
Oh wow.
So a lot of people now, because of the price, because they're bringing the prices down on smaller cars, the car tax, and of course they're not costing so much to fill up at the petrol station. Everybody's going for small cars now.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, so it's getting too expensive to run a car nowadays.
Oh, no kidding.
Does England have toll booths on their highways where you have to pay to get on the highway?
We've got one toll booth. And that's on the road that goes, it's between Liverpool and London. It's called the, it's a motorway called, well, we call them motorways, but it's called the M6. And you can either go the public way, which is, you get stuck in traffic all the time, or you can go on the toll road. And it takes about half an hour off your journey. I always go, when I go down to see my parents in London, I always go down on the toll road. It's a lot quicker. No, but we've only got one in the country.
Okay, because they have a lot by Chicago. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, they make you pay all the time up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pay to go on the road here.
On the big roads, yeah, just like the toll roads.
Yeah, not all of them, some of them.
If you just want to get anywhere, you got to pay.
We've got bridges here and tunnels. I mean, there's two tunnels that go under the River Mersey, you know, from Liverpool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they haven't got a bridge, they've got tunnels. Now, you have to pay to go through those. And there are some bridges down in London you have to pay to go over. Not all of them, but there are a few of them you have to pay to go over. But that's about it, really. We don't have a lot of them in this country. I think they've got quite a few in Germany and France and places like that.
Yeah.
You know, but we pay heavy taxes for our car taxes, you know. So, and I think if they started charging us for toll roads, they wouldn't bring down the price of the car tax, that's for sure. No, rip-off merchants they are. We're known in this country as being rip-off Britain, they call us.
What's the Cockney slang for that one?
Rip-off Britain.
Rip-off Britain?
Yeah. You know, we get ripped off all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
The damn VAT.
Oh, VAT, yeah, that's gone up another 3%.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we haven't even got an aircraft carrier now.
You do?
No, we haven't got one, have we? This fantastic government we've got, they've gone and scrapped the Ark Royal.
Oh, they decommissioned it.
Yeah, so we've got no aircraft carriers in this country now. We're an island race. We've all been proud of our navy, and our navy is going to disappear in that, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you can rent out one of ours.
Yeah.
We'll get you on the payment plan.
Yeah.
It's a surprise that happened, you know. I mean, it's like all these things that are happening out in Libya now. I mean, we're having to fly 3,000 miles to get there.
Yeah.
We haven't got any aircraft carriers. Still, that's another political thing. Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not go there. Anything else, Miles? I'm going to have to wrap up here.
I'll just wrap it up. My kids wanted to know how he felt, how, you know, Mick felt about the American Revolution, but I'll just save that. my kids asked that. They said, how do you think he feels about it? I go, I don't know. He might have some hard feelings. I don't know. He might, you know.
Yeah, I'll frame the bad eye.
Yeah.
We're bastards. We're wankers.
You got your independence, didn't you?
We dumped your tea. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, isn't it? I mean, that's history. That goes back years, isn't it? So,
yeah.
No, we don't get involved in it. I mean, we call each other cousins, don't we? Because a lot of people from America originated from this country. So.
You're right.
True.
Huh?
True.
You know, so, yeah, so it's sort of, you know. We might speak it slightly differently, but we both speak the same language,
right?
Not like them bloody Germans and French.
Oh,
mange too.
C'est foutoir.
I'm going to speak a little bit of French.
Let's hear it.
And Monge too. No, as I say, but I better not start talking about, if I start talking about the French and the Germans, I'll be here all night.
better not.
I'll pay then, lads. Well, thanks a lot for this. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Mick. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
No problem, young man. If you send me that link when you sorted it, yeah, I appreciate that. My wife can sit and listen to it.
Oh, no, I don't know if she wants to hear about all the silky wanks that we're doing.
Oh, she will do. She knows what I'm like.
Oh, okay.
She knows me more than what I do.
She appreciates them, is what you're saying?
Yeah, she appreciates that sense of humor she does.
Now, is it silky or soapy, like soap?
Soapy. Okay, I gotta get it right.
Yeah, like using soap, right, as your lubricant.
So Miles, Bobby's now known as Soapy Wank.
Soapy Wank, that's my nickname.
Yeah, Soapy Wank. All right, remember that then.
Wank. Yeah, that's me.
Okay then, lads. Well, thanks a lot anyway.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Miles, Mick.
And Miles, thanks very much for that stuff, mate. I do appreciate all that, you know.
You're welcome, and I'm gonna have more coming. Give me a chance to get some more together, okay?
But you don't know how much I appreciate it, mate. I'm made up with it. So thanks very much for that. Anyway,
you gotta put pressure on your son to name his child Miles now if he has a boy.
Yeah. I mean, my daughter's expecting her first baby in August, and I've already bought that bear's baby grow.
That's great.
You know, so get him off on a good start. You know,
there's
what,
there's what you got to do, Miles. You can go pick yourself up one of those. For when he has the next grandkid, you pick up one of those baby things and get McMichael or somebody to sign it for him.
I'll do that. I'll do it.
Okay, Bob. Okay, Miles.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Nice to speak to you.
See you on the book. See you on the Facebook.
No problem. Yep. Cheers, man.
Cheers. Yep.
All right.